that it's written in stone and can't be reversed. It can be reversed, and I'll tell you, Todd, it will be reversed. It's now almost impossible for anybody to defend the regime of abortion on demand without being embarrassed by it. The moral authority, the moral weight is on our side. The other side can only defend its proposition in a very defensive way. And that's in part because we now know so much of the science, and as a matter of sheer scientific fact, we know that abortion is the taking of an innocent human life, that the child in the womb who's killed in the embryonic or fetal stage is a living member of the species Homo sapiens, a human being like you or me, only at an earlier developmental stage. And sonography has been an enormous help as well. So this creates cognitive dissonance for the other side. They know they're defending killing. They know they're defending an atrocity. They know they're defending killing an unborn child, what they know to be an unborn child, when they're not thinking about abortion. When they're thinking about anything else, including the birth of the baby to come, they call it an unborn child. And suddenly they have to flee that language and start referring to the baby as a fetus or an embryo in the context of abortion so that they can justify killing.